Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe there are better days to see? So it seems like the world is tumbling down. It's the darkest time.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because the Amor says, allow us to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, because of mercy. This is the 314th class of soul class. Who appeared to Abraham, the patriarch, the first patriarch of three patriarchs of Israel? We're listening now to the wonderful music from Generation Redemption. From Isaac Baton, here comes the time. We're going to turn down the music because we want to get on with the shoot. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac, my blessed brother and prayer partner in the famous Frankel Shul located here in Kesser Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. Broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, uniting souls. Actually, particularly, we're broadcasting from what I think will be, hopefully in the future, the 51st state of the Union. Brooklyn, New York, Nations Uniting, one positive reasoning session at a time. A couple of things I'd like to mention, blessed souls. We apologize for those of you who had tried to tune into our last humble efforts, which was supposed to have originally been scheduled for this past Sunday. However, family matters, and particularly my need to tend to a personal matter concerning my dear parents, may they be gesund und stark, and therefore, I tried to push off the show till 8 o'clock at night. By the time I came home from Mahwah, New Jersey, from Bergen County, it was not possible to do. So hopefully in the future we won't have to cancel programs so impromptu or try to push them off and then cancel them again. And also at the end of the show, I hope you'll particularly give ear to something which I hope will be an exciting partnership that each and one and every one of you who are listening either live to the or in the future to the Blessed Archon version of Soul Talk, will be able to help us make Kiddush Hashem sanctify the name of the Most High by promoting the show and helping our efforts to grow from strength to strength. Let's go right into the show, blessed souls. Now, we had originally, in fact, had tried to present this, what you're going to hear now, a humble effort towards last week's Torah portion last week, but my father had to go for an emergency procedure, and Baruch Hashem, he's doing well. He's going from strength to strength. May this class be in the merit of Yeshua v'Rofua for Reb Shlomo Yaakov ben Esther and Chizek Aruch, Chizek Abriot for my mother Maras Yiske Bas Chayasara. So let's go right into it, blessed souls. And let's say it one more time without being redundant, even though it might sound redundant because I never get tired of this phrase, blessed souls. Blessed souls, awareness of Creator's purpose can manifest in many ways, generally speaking. We can generate an intellectual awareness by attending lectures, classes, talking one-on-one, or having a group discussion led by a spiritual guide. Another way of gaining awareness of the Creator's presence, we can intuit from within our emotional and intellectual capacities embedded deep within our blessed hearts, during quiet, isolated moments, somewhere in a tranquil forest, gazing upon the mighty heavens above, observing the the constant flow of the waves of the ocean crashing upon a shoreline, witnessed by our blessed eyes with an indelible impression made up within our blessed souls. Another general way of becoming aware of the Creator's presence, when the Creator appears before oneself and one is absolutely crystal clear, one is in direct communion with the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite Creator, may he be blessed. This last general scenario is what occurred at the beginning of last week's Torah portion, which was Parshas Vayera. And it is written, it was written, always will be written, quote, "And Creator appeared before him," meaning Abraham, "in the plains of Mamre, and he was sitting at the entrance of," in parentheses, "his tent, in the heat of the day." This appearance, blessed souls, in and of itself is of special significance for human beings wishing to fulfill the divine instruction, as is written in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 5, quote, "After God your Creator shall you follow," meaning to emulate the Creator's ways. Now, this whole idea of following the Creator, with the implication from the elucidations of the oral Torah tradition, Torah Shabbat Peh, is a matter of discussion and elucidation to be found in Talmudic tractate Sota, Gemara Sota, page 14, side A, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. For the Talmud there questions such a possibility of following the Divine Presence, the Shekhinah. For after all, it is written in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, quote, "For Creator, your Creator, he is a consuming fire." And most people would have great trepidation approaching fire because fire burns. However, this Talmudic tract goes on to elucidate, "Rather, the intent of this divine instruction is to emulate the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, for He clothes the naked, as is written in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, quote, "And Creator God made for Adam and his wife," who we know as Eve or Chava, "coats of skin, and he clothed them," meaning the Creator clothed Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, after they started to need clothes. Therefore, whenever possible, blessed souls, we should make a strong effort to clothe the naked. As well, we see that the Creator also visits the sick, as we learned from last week's Torah portion, as written in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 1, quote, "And Creator appeared to him in the plains of Mamre," end of quote. So we see, blessed souls, we should also visit the sick whenever we have an opportunity to do so. And I want to point out now that, looking back on last week, I had the opportunity to visit my father in the recovery room after his procedure in the Ridgewood Valley Hospital. And I want to be very, very transparent with you, blessed souls. It was a moment of where I was shaken a little bit to see my father laying perfectly still. Yes, he was alive. However, the blanket or whatever they used to cover the patient after the surgical procedure was up to his chin, basically. And my Yetzirah, my negative side, said, "Wow, it could have even got above, on top of his face," which has, you know, negative consequences on its own. May the Most High protect my father until 120 and beyond. And my father at first was waking up or recovering from the anesthesia that he had to receive. And when I first started to talk to him, he was in a little bit of a daze. And then I asked him to open his eyes. And I want to tell you, blessed souls, my father, Zeigesund und Stark, when he opened his eyes and saw myself and my Eishes Chayil, Sima Simcha, my wife of valor, he started to talk. And he started to get in a good mood, and he started to tell his jokes, as he is accustomed to do so. And then he started singing. And he started singing from the recovery room, and he was being taken back to his room on the third floor of the hospital in Ridgewood, New Jersey, by what is known as an escort. And he was singing all the way. He was singing to the escort. He was singing to us. He was singing to the nurses. He was singing to whatever medical professional was passing by as he was singing. And I realized that since we were the first two members of his family, myself and my wife, who was his daughter-in-law, came to see him, that if we had not come and he would not receive visitors for about another hour and a half, perhaps he just would have kept on sleeping and stayed groggy. But I, from my own personal experience visiting my father, in this case trying to visit the sick, how powerful an experience it is to visit those who are in a state of needing recovery from surgery or whatever type of recovery they need, whatever type of health nurturing they need. And therefore, I want to actively advocate and humbly advise all of you listening, whenever you get a chance, if you know someone, you should know no one, and may the healer of all flesh heal all people, go visit someone to make them feel better. And if not, they're physically sick, perhaps they're emotionally not well, or their spirits are down, a little depressed, and see the effect it has on them. When positive, loving, nurturing human energy emanating from the divine image of one human being interacts with another, see how it perks up the other person. It can make the difference between life and heaven, feared chas v'shalom, the opposite of that. So now we want to point out, plucking from Rashi's teachings, going back to the Torah portion of Vayera, and hope you don't mind my parenthetical transparency with you, blessed souls. We wish to point out, plucking from Rashi's teachings from the verse, just by the fact that in that first verse in Parshas Vayera, where it mentions Be'elone Mamre, in the plains of Mamre, how great it was, the merit for one of Abraham's friends, Mamre, who advised Abraham in last week's Torah portion, according to Rashi, to follow through with circumcising himself. And therefore, we wish to remind everyone, blessed are the portions, blessed by the Most High, of those who give good advice to fulfill divine instruction, and thereby their merit, their schusim, their schut, are eternal by being mentioned in the written and oral Torah traditions. And to learn more about that, you can go and see it for yourself, blessed souls, in the Midrash Bereishis Rabbah, chapter 42, verse 8. So a question arises, blessed souls, and I'm not going to provide the ultimate answer to my own tiny question, namely that already in the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 10 through 12, we read about an interaction, an instruction, discussion between the Most High and Abraham, where the Most High instructs Abraham, quote, "This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and that shall be the sign of the covenant between me and you. At the age of 8 days, every male among you." End of quote. Now, in last week, in the Torah portion from 2 weeks ago, which was Lech Lecha, Abraham had already been instructed to fulfill his part of the bris, namely to circumcise himself, why in the world would he have needed to have consulted Mamre, what the Most High Creator had told him what he must do to establish the sign, the brit between him and the Ein Sof, the infinite creator, may be blessed. And another tiny question arises, blessed souls, based upon a teaching extracted from a seminal work called Hayom Yom, which was put together by the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, under the guidance of his father-in-law, then the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe, the teaching that was, which I've called from the 9th of Cheshvan, which was last week, when one direct descendant of King David and King Solomon, Mezera Malchut Beit David Ushlomo, the 5th Lubavitcher Rebbe, eventually to be called the Rebbe Rishab, Rishalom Dalber, within the context of this teaching at that time, when he himself was just a mere lad of 4 or 5 years old, had approached his grandfather, known as the Tzemek Tzedek, the 3rd Lubavitcher Rebbe, himself as well, a direct descendant of Zerah Beis David v'Shlomo, Malchut Yehuda. The Rebbe Rishab, at the tender age of 4 or 5 years old, began to cry. And the cause of his tears beginning to flow was because of his question. What was the question that he asked of his grandfather, his Saba, his Zaidi, his holy Zaidi? If the Creator showed himself to Avraham Avinu, our father Avraham, Abraham, how come he does not show himself to us? So the Tzemach Tzedek, looking, I'm sure, very lovingly, his 4 to 5 year old grandson of an eventual Admor, an eventual assumer of the awesome responsibility of being an Admor, a Rebbe for the Chabad Hasidim, from 1822 till about 1882 to about 1920, the Tzemach Tzedek responded that when a tzaddik, a righteous human being, makes a resolution, a hachlata, at the age of 99 that he should be circumcised, he deserves that the Creator should appear to him. So we learn, blessed souls, that when a tzaddik, as well as a prophet, for scripture is full of verses where we observe Avraham being spoken to by the Creator, there is not just a one-way dialogue. There's actually a two-way dialogue. The righteous are not robotic mechanisms that just merely receive instruction. They are allowed to think upon the matters that they've been instructed according to their level of elevation, which is way above the masses of the human family experience. And as we mentioned, the prophet or tzaddik, the navi or the righteous soul, is not some sort of robotic, automatic servant. Then, according to his or her circumstances, may find it to their advantage to actually confer with others as to how best carry out the divine instruction they've been given recently or at that very moment. Not that they had any sense to question whether to fulfill the divine instruction of the mitzvah. No, that is not the nature of a true tzaddik or a true prophet. As well, the tzaddik, the righteous soul, might have had the intent, him or her, to have the intent, a kavanah, to confer merit upon those whom he or she are consulting with. And so we might see that in very fact, Abraham knew what to do and when to do it and who to do it in front of, if he did it in front of anyone. But he wanted to confer merit upon Mamre, because Mamre was not just a friend, he was a student of his teachings. At that time, it was the 7 Noahide commandments. And the fact that the tzaddik had conferred, in this case Avraham, as Rashi mentions, that he received advice from Mamre to carry out the bris milah, the circumcision, although we know that even without taking the advice, Avraham would have carried it out, otherwise he would have become liable at the hands of heaven for disobeying and outright rebellion for a person to prophesize, to have an intimate conversation with the Most High Creator and not to carry out the instruction. So therefore, him consulting with Mamre was a instruction to future generations of righteous souls and students of righteous souls how to fulfill commandments, divine instruction, mitzvot, in the most beautiful, pleasant, and peaceful manner as possible, to be in communion with other people, to hear their ideas and confer merit upon them, and to make it known that they have conferred with other people. Also, it projects out a certain humility on the part of the righteous. Now, concerning the story with the Rebbe Rishab when he was 4 to 5 years old, concerning his discussion with his grandfather, and he shed tears about why the Most High didn't appear to Avraham at such a tender age when he already appeared to Avraham, we humbly suggest that the fact that the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, told his grandson, the fact that Avraham made a hachlata, a resolution to circumcise himself, to fulfill what the Ein Sof, the Infinite Creator, had told him to do, empowered him further to carry out such a matter, which certainly was not something which raised doubts in his fertile, lucid mind. Rather, Avraham's haklata, as the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek had instructed his grandson, It was rather a further affirmation of his commitment to carry out divine instruction, not just out of Kabbalah soul. And Kabbalah soul, accepting the yoke of the commandments and the yoke of heaven, is certainly, blessed souls, a wonderful level to be holding by. Rather, the idea of a hechlata, a resolution, is an elevated form, in the case of Abraham, of internalizing his responsibility to fulfill the Creator's direct and crystal clear instruction to him. Now, Blessed Souls, may this presentation today, which I've just shared with you, serve as a catalyst for all human souls to accept the Torah instruction as recorded in the Alter Rebbe's Torah Or, as we exponentially jump into the Hasidic perspective of last week's Torah portion, Vayera, that the essence of nefesh, ha'etzem ha'nefesh, ha'neshama, gives ample and fruitful testimony concerning an or pashut, an uncomplicated, simplified light beyond anything which is or morkav, a davar morkav, a compounded matter. And this or pashut, which is embedded within our blessed souls, our nefesh, our neshama, the pshitus, the simplicity of our blessed souls, is far beyond intellect, emotions, yet intellect and emotions are qualities or garments, levushim, halaneshama, of the nefesh. And where we learn that intellect and emotions are contained within the nefesh, the soul, is in addressing a quality of the nefesh and not directly addressing its mahus and atzmus, its essence or its being in essence, essential constitution and essence. So we're going to leave it that, blessed souls. But now this is the part of the show, blessed souls, that I want to have an intimate conversation with you, whether you're listening to it live or you'll hear the future archive version. Last night I conferred with two Rabbanim who advised me and are actively encouraging myself to engage in the Hafatas HaTorah, the spreading out of Torah teaching through our humble efforts as a Torah activist. And, of course, and particularly the discussion and, at times, the elucidation of the seven Noahic commandments to as a preparation for the universal redemption, Agula Mitzvah Hashlema. And part of that preparation is requesting a partnership, a shitfus, with anyone out there listening now or in the future, how you can be part of our humble efforts to grow in our abilities to make our broadcasts, that eventually, hopefully, this can become, with the Almighty's assistance, a full-time endeavor. And there are many ways this can be done. We're going to start to suggest that if any of you would like to make a dedication towards our broadcasts, a one-time dedication of Chai Dollar, of $18, you can do so. And this matter can be discussed via telephone of how we can make these arrangements. We want to make it perfectly legal. And we're also going to start an exploration on how to eventually, the blessings of the Most High, become a non-for-profit organization, because we are definitely serving a public good, as I was told more than one time by my teachers, my mentors. And as well, for those of you who have businesses, and particularly those of you who have online businesses, we can discuss a system by which we will do commercials for your product. And in the future, if you want, we can do an infomercial to help promote your product that will support your efforts to build up your business and to increase your profits, and also to help support us by being a means of providing for you a free infomercial time on the airwaves. Now, for those of you who are interested in what I've just said, we're going to keep on pursuing and refining our presentation, you blessed souls, because we're going to be very transparent. We do not have any intentions of being slick and trying to sell anyone snake oil or sell products that we ourselves wouldn't use. And hopefully I've already begun the process of researching, of trying to work out to start an online business to sell organic kosher vitamins. And also, this is a call out to any children of Noah who might have food products. I'll have to find out from my teachers what I will be allowed to promote with you and what I will not be allowed to promote with you. And we can also do that. Certainly, we would like to promote the sales at any way, online, the organic foodstuffs. That includes spirulina, this includes hemp seed, this includes flax seed, anything that is of organic nature, we wholeheartedly approve and try to promote and advise others to imbibe in these good foodstuffs in order to strengthen health, because life is a mitzvah. The Torah says you should live in them, meaning we're here not just to be healthy souls and try to become healthier in our spirituality, but maintain the health as much as we can with the blessings of the Most High and our own individual efforts to stay healthy. So with that being said, blessed souls, this is Don Zosio Goodman. If anyone would like to try to reach me, and this is Eastern Standard Time, I'm on the east coast of Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, you can reach me 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. to engage with me discussions how we can go about partnering. Again, the options are to make a dedication. Let's say it's a birthday of a loved one, it's a wedding anniversary, it's a bar mitzvah, it's a bas mitzvah, it's the anniversary of the ascension of a someone in one's family that has passed on to the next level of life, as Lubavitcher used to mention. That when we talk about what happens to a person after they pass on, they're actually going on to the next level of life, and we will never back away from that viewpoint. When a Torah sage, an Admor, a direct descendant of Malchus Beis David, the house of the kingship of David and Solomon, teaches us for all generations that we should know that we only move from one level of life to another. So that being said, blessed souls, you can reach me at 347-469-9702. That is 347-469-9702. I am also open to texting any time of the day, but please give me 24 hours to try to respond to your calls or text messaging. And in advance, I'll ask for forgiveness if I'm not responsive in the most expedient fashion. But anyway, with that being said, blessed souls, we want to end as we are accustomed to end with a wonderful song by Blessed Brother, Soul, and Spirit from the other side of the Atlantic, David Dome, who has this, of course, this song, which I think will continue to be the flagship conclusion song of our humble efforts. And this song is called Every Day, because every day we have to remember, blessed souls, each one of us is good, because Atev Tov Lahetiv is the nature of the good to do good. And David Dome will help us get back home to remind us we have a divine image, will help us get up from scrimmage. The Tzelem Elohim is no dream. Blessed souls, l'hamshich b'hav echad, to be continued with one love, b'bori echad, one creator, b'darki shalom, and a peaceful darki noam. And remember, if you want to try to partner with us now, we're giving, I think, which it will be a golden opportunity to help us and help yourselves and make it a better world. So certainly a matter which is for the public good, to spread teachings of Torah in general, in particular seven Noahic commandments, and act as a conduit to bring more souls together, whether online and in person, whatever type of scenario which will be positive for the human family experience, we can do so together. But right now, let us consider every day. Let's make that every day, right this moment, in the most existential sense, the best day ever. Take care, everyone. Trachot v'zayin good, think good, and will be good. And it already is, because I know you are thinking good. Take care.
See the good that's in others.